Praise the Lord, everyone. This is Prophet Conrad Bowman of Transformation Ministries, and just welcoming you back here, coming to you live from the Prophet's house where we turn on all the lights and stuff. And we have this prayer meeting and gathering of supernatural power and faith here every Saturday at 1 p.m. If you want the details, just hit us up. We have a prayer request. Just shoot us a prayer request, and we'll be glad to pray about and for different matters that you're asking for of the Lord. I'll be glad to intercede on your behalf. But this video is for those of you who've been tuning in for the Strategic Spiritual Warfare class. I know many of you have heard about the manual. And the manual is available for $30. Also, the Sons of Issachar School of the Prophets, second module, second lessons, or second school year, if you want to call it that, is coming up. We have two different classes. One is for advanced, and the other is for those of you coming into the class for the first time on Saturdays here at the Prophet's House, and also on Mondays, another location. For the introductory class, registration for if you're in Memphis, Grand Ole City of Memphis, it's $60 and also $80 for out-of-state students, and includes your books and your materials, the deletes. The DVDs will be sent out to different ones of you who are out of town, out of state, and it's 8 weeks of a supernatural time with God. We're going to be taking field trips and prophetic evangelism and reports, and we're really going to grow in this dynamic sphere of the prophetic ministry. But again, this is the third lesson of the Strategic Spiritual Warfare class. This is confronting the wiles of the devil, confronting the wiles or the schemes of the devil. As we know that the scripture says that we're not to be ignorant concerning the devil's schemes. The problem is that we have way too many people who are ignorant, or people who think they know too much about what's going on and don't really know anything. One thing that I've seen recently in the body of Christ is that we have this air about ourselves where we think that we're the all and all, and everything ends and starts and begins with us. But let me just say, even as it's been established in class one, number one, you got to be saved. And walking in salvation means walking in total humility. You can't go around binding Satan, because you don't have the power in and of yourself to do it. You need the Lord Jesus Christ. And then number two, on top of getting that power, that dunamis authority that comes in at salvation, at new birth of the Christian, you must have exousia, which is authority with that power. You have to have, you must be authorized to tell the devil what to do. If you're not authorized, then he ain't moving, because he has been given legal access in the earth realm. Have you been given legal access to operate in the dominion of God, in the power of God? Hallelujah. But let's start lesson three. Amen. Again, many people are in distress about the enemy and how he's running amok in their lives and in the lives of their family and their finances and their churches. But in order to conquer, as you know, many people who are in psychology and different things, many of them say, in order to conquer a fear or a problem, you must be able to confront the issue. This is something, as of late, that the Lord is having me as a prophet do. Anything and anyone and anybody that is not speaking where you are going or helping you try to get there is an enemy of your soul, and they must be cut off. If not, you'll find yourself trying to drag people and old visions and old paradigms and old connections and soul ties with you that have nothing to do with your authority, nothing to do with your dominion, nothing to do with your assignment here in the earth realm as an ambassador of Christ. you know, and it may not be a sin for some of these things to go with you, but it most definitely is a weight, and it will weigh you down and weigh down the body as a total or as an end result, weigh down the body of Christ by you slacking it up. We are all connected, and we must get it in order. I just have to say, we got to get it in line. We got to get every piece of the puzzle in line. That don't mean go browbeating people or beating people up with the Bible, but it most definitely means that do your part in walking in what God has called you to do. If you do that, trust me, God will make sure that out of your life shines some type of measure of the rule of order and authority and true holiness in your life. It's not about being it or saying something. It's about being about it. You know, it's not about saying you about it. It's about being about it. You know, the devil is not going to disappear for many of you. Let me help you. I'm just happy with Jesus alone, and that's great. But the devil is not going to disappear and leave you alone just because you know Jesus or think you know Jesus. As we discussed, you must have not just power from on high to combat the enemy, but God-given authority to put Satan in his place. It's time for the church to confront the enemy, which at times have been our very selves. Sometimes our biggest enemy is what I like to call friendly fire, even if it's you shooting yourself. It ain't all the devil. Some of us have been our biggest devil or our biggest Satan or our biggest hindrance because we want to take the past with us. I don't know who this mentioned to, but you cannot take the past into this next paradigm. This is only for those that are operating in their future, not even people who operate in their present, because I can guarantee you, if you are stuck in the present right now, your present is not even decreeing the fullness of what God is saying. I wanted to really walk in that true prophetic anointing or true call of God. You have to operate in the future. You have to be a person of vision. Vision is different from sight. Vision is something that I see afar off and that I'm constantly pressing toward, you know, and God changes the vision according to how the assignment and the mantle of that assignment of the mandate changes. But it's all according to what the vision is, not what you see. What is the vision in the spirit? Talk about this more, but the church must not be ignorant of the devil's schemes. How can you fight an enemy you don't know? Or should I say, you got to know your enemy. Must know your enemy.